This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're reporting this morning on the efforts by two governments to get control of violence within their borders.
In a moment, we'll go to South Africa. It's a nation at peace, but the rate of violent crime there is high enough that a top official wants to give police more leeway to kill.
We begin in Pakistan, where there's a military offensive into territory the government has rarely controlled. Pakistan's army has been fighting in South Waziristan, which is considered a command center for extremists. It's been off limits to the press until the army flew in journalists, including NPR's Julie McCarthy.
The first stop on the tour of Pakistan's sand-dusted badlands that evoke the American Southwest was the town of Sararoga. A helicopter deposits the army-escorted group on the outskirts of the former Taliban bastion that has been off limits to Western journalists for years. Unescorted visits to this tribal area where Al-Qaeda and the Taliban set up training camps were out of the question. The army's capture of Sararoga, halfway through its four-week-old offensive in South Waziristan, was a bittersweet victory. In 2008, the Taliban overran the fort managed by security forces here, taking 25 frontier corpsmen hostage and executing half of them. Commander of Operations Brigadier Mohammed Shafiq stands on the rooftop of a mosque overlooking the decimated fort and says it took 5 days to recapture the town.
The resistance was extremely tough. We had a lot of rockets, anti-aircraft guns, and the terrorists which were defending the high grounds.
The battle devastated the central market of this now deserted village. There is not a soul to be seen apart from the patrolling soldiers who eagerly display the sizable cache of arms, rockets, and rifles the army discovered in Sararoga. Part of what Brigadier Shafiq calls the Taliban's abundant supply of ammunition.
They never ran short of the ammunition. Thousands of those rockets, thousands. You see that pile there? They don't mind firing 100. Even if one gets us, they're okay.
Behind the brigadier, a table groans with improvised explosive devices, including a booby-trapped toy car. Among the debris left behind in this mud and brick complex, where the Taliban once convened court and their conferences, are chemistry books and jihadi pamphlets. An officer translates from one of the books.
With due apologies, America is the leader of that satanic militia, which has launched a war against us.
The army says it has killed more than 550 militants and lost 70 soldiers in South Waziristan. The recaptured town of Ludda is not far from where the late Pakistani Taliban leader Batula Massoud was killed in a U.S. drone attack in August. Ludda, dotted with British-era buildings of the last century, lies in a bucolic valley surrounded by high ridges. On a warm autumn day, it is difficult to imagine that a war has raged here. But Major Nasser Massoud explains that the landscape has vexed every army that has ventured into this hostile tribal territory.
This area had been the scene of fierce fighting even before the establishment of Pakistan. As you can see, the terrain is very tough. It is forested area. Mm-hmm. The valleys are treacherous, which is ideally suited for guerrilla sort of warfare.
Army spokesman Major General Attar Abbas says the military offensive shatters the myth that South Waziristan is the graveyard of armies. Abbas says the fact that the army has advanced into a territory widely regarded as having the fiercest and deadliest defenders demonstrates the military's resolve in rooting out extremists who are destabilizing the state.
This was sort of, you know, a fountainhead of terrorism. The whole area was lost to the state. So first, it is important for us to dislodge, dismantle, and defeat this organization.
The army estimates 8,000 to 10,000 militants in South Waziristan, with the army also claiming to have killed only a fraction of that and claiming to have captured most of their bases. The question becomes, where are the rest of the militants? Abbas says most remain in the area, but analysts believe that a large number has melted away into surrounding tribal areas to regroup and prepare to fight another day. Political analyst Hadim Hussein says even before the offensive began, the militants had shifted their operational structure and command.
They have just opened a new front in the suburbs of Peshawar. So Peshawar is under siege, under a guerrilla siege right now. So whatever they have achieved in South Waziristan, they could not actually do any damage to the network. So the network does have the capability to strike back.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.